oil futures found some footing on Wednesday. The ongoing elevated level of heifers on feed suggests further herd contraction this year, says Brenda Botell. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 27th of January. Cattle futures closed higher Wednesday on apparent technical support and the notion that packer production is gaining. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.11 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 95 cents higher from 17 cents higher in waning spot Jan to $1.30 higher toward the back. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was slow on light demand in the Texas Panhandle through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live sales were steady at $137 a hundredweight. Trade was slow on moderate demand in Kansas at $136 to $137, but mostly a dollar lower at $136. In Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt, trade was limited on light demand. So far this week, in both regions, live sales are steady to $2 lower at $137, and dress trade is steady at $218. Wholesale beef prices continued to falter, suggesting that the seasonal top may have been breached. Choice box beef cutout value is $2.92 lower Wednesday afternoon at $289.46 a hundredweight. Select was $3.60 lower at $279.72. Soybean futures surged on South American weather and dragged corn futures along. Soybean futures closed 21 to 32 cents higher through the front five contracts and then mostly 5 to 15 cents higher. Corn futures closed 3 to 7 cents higher through the front six contracts and then mostly a penny lower.
Whoa! Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed at the weekly Wednesday sales monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $3 to $7 lower at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers traded mostly steady. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves sold mostly $5 to $8 higher. There were 10,981 head on offer across both days. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold $2 to $5 lower at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, where there were 5,327 head. Heifers weighing 650 to 800 pounds sold steady to a dollar lower. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, steers weighing 550 to 700 pounds sold $1 to $4 lower and then mostly steady at 701 to 800 pounds. Heifers weighing 550 to 700 pounds sold mostly steady with an instance of $6 higher at 700 to 750 pounds. There were 4,727 head on offer. Steers weighing 550 pounds sold $10 higher at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where there were 4,500 head. Steers weighing 650 to 700 pounds sold $2 to $4 higher. Heifers weighing 450 to 500 pounds traded $8 to $9 higher and then steady at 550 to 650 pounds. At Kist Livestock Auction in Mandan, North Dakota, steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold $4 higher, $2 to $3 lower at 600 to 700 pounds, and then steady to $7 lower at 750 to 800 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold steady to $2 higher, and then $15 higher at 600 to 700 pounds. There are 3,682 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold mostly $2 to $5 lower at Bloomfield Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there are 2,987 head. Steers weighing 700 to 850 pounds sold from $1 higher to $2 lower. Heifer calves weighing less than 650 pounds sold mostly $2 to $5 lower and then $2 higher at 650 to 700 pounds. Finally, yearling steers weighing 550 to 900 pounds sold steady at winter livestock in Dodge City. The exception was higher money for an outstanding set of steers that weighed an average of 877 pounds and brought an average price of $166.95. Steer calves weighing 400 to 550 sold $6 to $8 higher. Yearling heifers weighing 600 to 950 pounds traded steady to $3 lower. Heifer calves weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold unevenly steady. There were 2,444 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed Wednesday, continuing the volatile seesaw of late, but in reverse order this time, gaining early and losing late in the session. Part of the give and take likely had to do with a statement from the Federal Reserve. According to Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, with inflation well above 2% and a strong labor market, the committee expects it will soon be appropriate to raise the target range for the federal funds rate. But he didn't say when and to what degree. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 129 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 6 points lower, and the NASDAQ was up 2 points. The ongoing elevated level of heifers on feed suggests further herd contraction this year, says Brenda Botel, Extension Livestock Economist at the University of Wisconsin, River Falls. In the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, she explains, currently, levels indicate that 2022 will see continued herd contraction, and the USDA cattle report January 31st will likely see the inventory of cows that have calved and beef heifers held as replacements decrease from 36.97 million head to approximately 36.75 million head. The current levels referred to is the percentage of heifers on feed currently, which is 38.8%, according to Botel, and the average on-feed percentage of 38% for 2019 through 2021. For perspective, she says the percentage of heifers on feed was 35.5% in January 2014 at the most recent cattle cycle inventory low. She explains this percentage will decrease during the initial phases of herd rebuilding, as heifers will be held back as replacements, and the percentage will increase during herd contraction. Botel adds that deferred live cattle prices will likely receive most of the pressure from increased feedlot placements revealed in the latest cattle on feed report, which were led by lighter weights. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 27th of January. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.